the calls we receive far too frequently here at Focus on the Family asking for help is from a parent who has found out that their child has a drug addiction. And today we want to offer you, if you're that parent, some hope. I'm John Fuller with Dr. Danny Huerta. He heads up our Focus on the Family parenting team. And Danny, you've seen kids who are struggling with an addiction, but who later found freedom. That's got to be one of the hardest parenting journeys there is.
It's a tough one for parents, and generally they show up with desperation. My child has an addiction. What do I do? And I still remember this young man. He's around 17 years old, 18 actually at the time, and he was struggling with multiple addictions. Adopted young man, and had the attachment issues along with that. And he said, I wish my parents would just be fine with my addiction because I need it, and I can just live at their house and everything would be peaceful. And I said, how can that be loving? That's just not helpful for you. You have loving parents that want the best for you, so they don't want to see you self-destruct. He fired me as his counselor. Oh. He did not want to know that I was telling his parents to have very firm boundaries. Yeah. Now he's an adult young man.
But those were unacceptable to him.
Those were completely unacceptable. And so what ended up happening was a couple years later, he had significant events happen in his life, one of them being a head-on collision with another car, shattered both of his legs. He was crippled for a while, lucky to live. A drunk driver had run into him. And he began to see life differently. And he asked to come in to counseling. We did... a full year's worth of counseling, getting through all the addiction that he was involved in, and he let go of that and became a professional in a profession, was pursuing life, and said, I never want to touch that stuff again. Now I see how destructive it was in my life, and it took me getting in an accident like this where I almost lost everything to realize it, and he was so thankful. He developed a heart of gratitude, which helped him let go of addiction.
Well, that is a positive end to a very challenging struggle that a child went through, and obviously his parents went through that with him as well. We're going to hear now from Allison Botke, who has a heart for parents who have faced a child with an addiction because she went through that with her son. She speaks knowledgeably and with a great heart. Here's Allison Botke talking with Jim Daly.
Allison, welcome back to Focus on the Family.
Thank you for having me.
We shared part of your story last time about how your son Christopher struggled with drugs and the wrong friends and all those things that we as parents are concerned about. It actually even led to illegal activity and various other problems throughout his young adult life. You've admitted or talked about what you did to enable him over the years as a loving mom, trying to help him the best way that you knew how. I think all of us as parents have that part of our heart that we're saying, yes, we want to help. Some may have a better guard about whether that help will be the best thing for that child, or if withholding some of that help could be the better wisdom. And we mentioned that last time. You finally came up with a strategy for parents who are in that same trap that you found yourself in. And it's based on a word that you've come up with called sanity. I love that. We all need sanity as parents. And we're going to hit that today. Let's start with that quick overview. What does sanity, the acronym, what does it stand for?
Sanity is what we get when we learn how to set healthy boundaries and live a life that pleases God. So for me, I was going through the insanity, the gerbil wheel of insanity that really motivated me to think, okay, I want off this gerbil wheel of insanity. What do I need to do? And at that moment, I didn't think of sanity steps. It was, I have to stop. I have to stop what I'm doing right now. I have to stop behaving the way I am. I have to stop my actions. So I wrote down stop. So it was a whole process, Jim, though, to go through finding these sanity steps. I knew I had to stop repeating the same behavior and expecting different results. And I knew I needed help. I needed to be around people that would hold me accountable, that I could learn from and grow from. I started therapy. I started really reading everything I could on boundaries. I didn't realize the issues I had. So right. I needed to be around. So that A was assemble supportive people. And I wrote assemble people. Nip excuses in the bud. I had to stop making excuses, not just for my son's behavior, but my own.
Right.
So that was, okay, nip excuses. And I had to implement some kind of a plan. I'm a proactive woman. I was a businesswoman. I said, okay, I can do this. I need a plan. I need a plan of action. I need something tangible that I can look at and write down and actually do that's tangible. So that was implement a plan. T was trust the spirit. I had to trust that God was in control, and I so often went over him.
Yes.
And this is really, that's how that connection really, when the SWAT team raided my son's house and I was standing there dumping out liquor, I heard the voice of God say, stop. You can't do this. I think, okay, I can't. I have to stop this. I have to trust that voice. And a lot of parents, and I found this to be very true, a lot of parents will say, I knew I was doing something wrong. I knew it wasn't right. I knew I should have stopped. I knew when he asked me for more money, I shouldn't have given, but I just didn't listen to that. So we're praying for wisdom and discernment. We need to listen when it comes. Yeah. So that's the trust. And wise, yield everything to God. That doesn't mean give up. Doesn't mean give up and just tossing in the towel, but it means trusting that he knows best. And if I'm leaning on him and praying for wisdom and discernment, I need to follow that growth that I'm going through and experience the pain. I needed to experience the pain so my son could eventually experience it. And that's a hard thing. And to trust that God's going to take care of him.
Right, and that would be the most difficult.
Danny Allison shares such great insights, having walked the journey. And that acronym, SANITY, is really powerful. What are some initial practical steps for those parents who might be just understanding, my child has, you know, some sort of an addiction? What do I do?
Yeah, and beyond what Allison already shared, and she does such a great job helping parents with adult kids. Really, first you need to take some time to process what has just come our way, what's hitting our home. Take some time to feel the emotion that you need to feel towards that, because it makes sense that you would feel a wide range of emotions. And then as you pause and decide what to pursue, you pursue your child. This is not a time to leave them alone or to say, I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah,
and
not
I'm just
a shaming
leave you alone.
Time. Yeah.
Right. It's a time to pursue and say, hey, why do you think you need this addiction so much? What is it that it's filling in your life? What does it provide for you that life cannot? What are you trying to avoid? Mm. What are you trying to run to? Try to seek understanding first rather than solving it. Because there's something much deeper than the behaviors of an addiction. An addiction's trying to solve something at almost a soul level for a person.
Yeah.
And then from there, pursue help. So remember, the second stage here is pursue. You're pursuing your child. You're pursuing help. And that can include a community of people that you share this with, that you trust and you share this with, so you're not alone in this. And then you pursue resources that are out there, and that includes counseling, maybe a treatment center, maybe a pastor as well that can be praying for your family. But the fact is that you don't stand still there and just freeze. You pursue, and then pursue prayer with God. This is a time to really lean in and ask God for wisdom and also a strengthening, because this can become a self-shaming moment as well. What did I do wrong? I'm a bad parent. Other parents don't have this. You start to compare. That is just not helpful. This is a time you press in and you seek God's wisdom. And then from that, you can develop very clear boundaries with your adult child. And one of my favorite phrases is for a parent to tell, especially if it's an adult child, I do not want to invest in your self-destruction. Hmm. But if you're ready for something different, I want to invest in you as you rebuild and find something different.
Yeah, that's part of the boundary setting that Allison was talking about. And if you're struggling and you don't have somebody in your area, community, as Danny referenced, and you need to call somebody, call us here at Focus on the Family. We have a team of caring Christian counselors. They're professionals. They are wise. They're insightful. They'll listen well. We'll schedule a time for them to call you back when you reach out to us. Our number is 800, the letter A in the word family, 800-232-6459. And they'll be happy to pray with you and point you to some resources. Then for more on Allison's story, for a deeper dive into that acronym, SANITY, get a copy of her book, Setting Boundaries with Your Adult Children. We're making that available today when you contribute to the work of Focus on the Family. Help us help others. Literally thousands and thousands of families around the world every day. Invest in the ministry here. We'll say thanks for joining the support team by sending a copy of Setting Boundaries with Your Adult Children by Allison Botke. Details are in the show notes. More from Allison next time. And for now, on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire staff, I'm John Fuller, and this has been the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.